This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Radio, 18 minutes after 9. Welcome to it, man. If you're going to breakfast show, it is the only way to start your day. Good morning. I'm not alone in studio. Kono sneziwe kamajola.
As usual.
Njengenjwayele. Must be nice.
Must be nice,
ne? you and I, njengoba kadingisho earlier on,
sure.
We've been our students at MUT.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sawabhala ama assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And kade kumnandi sibhala ama assignments. And I remember, it's not my first time ngihlangana no guest wethu namhlanje. Because as much as he might not know me, but
sure.
I've had encounters with him countless times.
Mm-hmm.
Library services while I was a student in Mangosuthu. And he would teach us about the school mangayo namhlanje.
Sure.
Which is the plagiarism. He would ask us in Lapezansi. You know that computer lab Lapezansi.
Yes.
We would go there for sessions and would be guided with these things. But there's a first year ongekayi laphana. And also bhala ama assignments real soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we know with the introduction of AI these days, there's a whole lot that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we would celebrate this day. By the way, today is Prevent Plagiarism Day.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
We are joined by Mr. Maqi from Library Services. He's joining us live in studio today. Good morning, Mr. Maqi, and welcome on MUT Radio.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Napila.
Siyaphila kunjani, sir.
Siyaphila.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know I had to get you because this is something that's close to your heart. Okufundisa kakhulu. Especially, in particular, what we are commemorating today, plagiarism. Probably for someone who doesn't know, first year was not familiar with the word. It's such a huge word as well.
Yeah.
Plagiarism. Sikusuka sikhuluma ngani, masikhuluma ngeplagiarism.
I know, thank you. Plagiarism, so basically it is three things. So one is you are using words that came from someone else, mm-hmm. and when are you claiming that they came from you? So you had someone say, washa, and suddenly you claim that you are the originator of that space. So it might be a word.
Mm.
Or else it might be an idea. So, I mean, Shakespeare many years ago wrote Romeo and Juliet. So the idea about two young lovers, the families are fighting, they end up killing themselves. So you might also write the same story. And when you read your story, as much as your story is written in isiZulu, but you can pick up what you know, man. This is very too similar to Romeo and Juliet. And yet when we claim what isiZulu or Zoto. So that's a specialism still. Right?
Mm.
So, and the third one, I mean, basically, if you take it, is so when you take anything that doesn't belong to you, so whether it is words, language, ideas, again, so that is taking a specialism. So, in here, plagiarism, and just to go further, is that sometimes we do it without being aware.
Mm.
So not unless somebody calls you out, are you sure what this is you? So you need to be made aware that you might be doing plagiarism.
Mm. Very interesting. And I know quite a number of us must answer these assignments coming back to MUT
yeah.
now.
Mm.
We obviously associate it's usually internet.
Yes.
And that's where we get mostly information.
Yes.
Is that a bad thing, Mr. Maqi?
Internet. Look, so these days in the past we used to write letters. I mean, if you are Christian, the Ten Commandments were written on stone. Right?
Mm.
So now we use internet to share information, to transmit ideas, to talk to each other. So it is okay to use the internet. It's just that we need to avoid plagiarism. So in other words, so we need to acknowledge who is the source and where did you get it. Most importantly, we need to use the original. So I might claim this idea is mine when it is not mine. And when you might be thinking you are acknowledging me as your source, but I'm not the original source as well. So we just need to take that into account.
Mm.
But internet, by all means, use books, videos, articles, newspapers, all in the internet. Just make sure it is the original source and therefore it is reliable.
Mm.
That sounds really nice.
And at MUT now, coming back to Emangosuthu, so we were encouraging our students with regards to plagiarism, and how does it work? Mabenza ma assignments.
Yes. So the problem with plagiarism is that well, so two. One is what's in so basically, I mean, the other element of plagiarism really by issue, especially MUT, is a cultural issue. You know, so for us, it's easy to sing. So as soon as you hear a song, it's easy to sing along without really looking at the notes, etc. So the people who are very strict on plagiarism is the Western world. So they will call it stealing. They will call it committing a crime. You know? Mm. So it's a scandal if you try. Now, among us too, we battle because, I mean, one says that we take it for granted. The moment you hear something, you repeat it without really asking questions. The social media has made it even worse. We just forward things to the next person, copy and paste it.
Mm.
It can be a problem. But the other for lecturers, shame, because when you say someone is plagiarized, you must prove. So I must prove that you have plagiarized this. Now, it is not easy.
Mm.
It is not. It becomes difficult. It becomes difficult also to get the person to admit that they actually did try to cheat. They did try to use something that doesn't belong to them and claiming what it belongs to them. So it's a conversation that we as the MUT needs to constantly have to remind each other to change our culture and also to try and find better ways of really doing the opposite of plagiarism, which is showing integrity, so doing the right things all the time.
Mm. And there's this app now that we've been introduced to over the past few years, TenetIn.
Yes, yes.
And I'm seeing a lot of lecturers are requiring those TenetIn reports now,
yes.
Guma assignments.
Yes.
I know students do not like at all TenetIn.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. So it is a very, I mean, as MUT, that's one of the good things we have. I mean, it's a huge investment by our institution to say, look, let's have a way of assisting students. But TenetIn assists our students themselves to see if the work they have produced is fairly original. I mean, yes, we do allow you. I mean, Google says you stand on the shoulders of giants, right?
Mm.
So we do allow you to build upon what others have said, but you must also bring your own perspective.
Mm.
So TenetIn allows you then, it gives you a highlight. So I would say this portion is perhaps taken from someone else. Try and paraphrase, maybe take it out as well. Or if it's something that you really need, use a quotation marks.
Mm.
But for students, I mean, for students, for some reason, they'll do things at the last minute. For some reasons, they want to do as little as possible.
Yes.
For some reasons, they like to take shortcuts. So it's anything becomes a problem. But it can be a useful tool to assist them to learn better, to improve how they write, and also to become more original in their thinking.
Yes, and turn it in just quickly on the app. Does it you've used, let's say, in-text referencing, because like you can quote as you were saying,
yes,
but does it not pick up now? Would you know this is something that has been said by somebody else?
Yes. So the TenetIn uses what it calls the EEE app is the similarity index, right? So it looks at how similar the language that you've used, how it is similar to content that also exists anywhere else. Now, how the way it is tricked is that it will look at four words. So 1, 2, 3, 4 words. So the moment your four words are similar to someone else, it will pick it up. Yes, you might have done in-text referencing. You might have used quotation marks. I mean, you might have tried to paraphrase. So, but it's anything, you know, because remember, it is assisting you to say, can you do better?
Mm.
So you might have sections here and there that are like 1.1%, 1%. So eventually they add up. So yes, try to use in-text referencing. If it's anything picks it up, you must make a decision. Is this really how you want to keep it, or you can find a way to say it differently.
Now we've been introduced to this giant a bot, a bizong AI.
Yes.
I'd like to hear your view of this introduction to AI, and how does it assist or not assist our students?
AI, yeah. So in education, I mean, there are big debates now. Because remember, Tina, our goal as an academic institution is to enable our students to end up with knowledge, right? Now, the knowledge must be in your head. So which means the things that I know, I must be able to talk through them on my own without relying on a robot. So yes, while you are learning, while you are processing ideas, processing information, of course, you can use AI to simplify, to clarify, you know, to challenge you, maybe to get better answers. But it's not a replacement of yourself as a student. So I mean, everywhere in the world, I mean, institutions are taking different approaches. Some are trying to say to it's okay to use ChatGPT, I mean, which is the most popular one currently. Mm. But you need to declare that some of the content that we have used came from ChatGPT. So for me, I mean, the emphasis for someone like our students at MUT, who say, remember, we are MUT. Of course, everyone keeps saying MUT, Township University. I mean, for me, is whatever information that you use, please try and find a local context.
Mm.
So if you are discussing climate change, take me to the impacts of climate change at MLAS, Langi Kwananjanga Manja. Because for me, that makes much more sense, which means, yes, we must have used all these different tools to analyze, to understand the issues. But if you're not making it sensible to me here, MLAS, then it is not helping. And I'm telling you, most of these ChatGPTs, etc., are not really focusing to that level, which means we might be saying the same things, all of us, and missing out on addressing our own issues if we rely too much on these AI tools without applying our own intelligence to supplement them, to assist us to think better, understand things better.
And just before we come to an end of the interview, there is another app that has been newly developed. It's called Quillbot. It's a paraphrasing app. It's a paraphrasing tool. So now what happens if maybe as a student, I copy some information from AI or from wherever, like from... not from an original source, and then gifage ku Quillbot. Quillbot now then paraphrases that information for me. Then I take that information to my assignment. Mangabe u lecture semaka, will I be considered as umuntu plagiarizile, or it won't be evident ukuthi plagiarize? The campaigns of legend umuntu smart, because now I've paraphrased this. I made it. I kona there's an option la people ukuthi humanize information as of lapha. It's going to be written as mhlambe bekubhala mina.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. So I think, yeah. So Quillbot, I mean, they are main of these apps, and I'm telling you, they are wonderful to use. Because, I mean, one of the struggles we have with our students, for example, is you want to say thank you, right? But you're looking for a different way of saying the same thing, thank you. And English is not the first language. So they can assist you in that way. So, I mean, let me not speak for, avoid speaking for lecturers, because they can make their own discretion depending on the task that they've given you. But take into account that plagiarism is about two things. It's the words that we have used and also the ideas. So if you are expressing the correct idea to say thank you, but you have been assisted by, I mean, so we can be fair. I mean, let me put it into it. So because you have done the work, you've done the effort to try and find a different way of expressing an accurate idea, perhaps you might survive. I mean, people are using all of those tools to do different things.
Yes.
In general writing, they have to declare if they call it a writing assistant. So perhaps it's something that we can explore also in our conversations about plagiarism.
As long as you declare that I've used this source and you put it in there. Yes. Now, is there something that you might not have not asked you regarding plagiarism, or something that you might wanted to share with us before we close?
Sorry to cut you off. There's another question that I have. Which way is the best and correct way to reference to avoid plagiarism?
So why our students mainly get get into trouble with plagiarism is that people, it's how they draft it. So it's how they compose their work, right? So the point is you must be given a question. So you must do research. So you must first understand the question, do research, and then write. Now, what our students do is that they will be given a question, they copy and paste what they think are the answers to the questions, and then they start rewriting the answers. So for me, I think it's changing the approach. So one is you need to know the answer to the question yourself, which means the knowledge must be in your head. So then you express your answer in your original language, then you provide references to the sources that you use to get answers to it. So I think it's basically trying to change how we work to make sure that we do comply. So it takes practice. I mean, it takes time, it takes skill. And ourselves as the library, I mean, we are here to assist you. Also, I mean, there are different support units, the Writing Center, TLTC, ILO, TLTC, also to assist our students, you know, to do better when it comes to these tools. Because ultimately, what we want is we want them to have the knowledge. I mean, if you go for an interview, you won't have a ChatGPT in your pocket to respond to answers. You should be able to just state in a sentence what's going on.
Maybe let's speak about some of the services that you offer a Writing Center and as a library.
So it's in a library. Okay, so our emphasis is we speak about information literacy, right? Which means that you need to be using multiple sources. You need to use information from many different sources and put it all together to make sense and then submit your work. Now, people like the Writing Center will then assist our students to edit their document, to conceptualize and prepare it for submission. ILO, they focus more on the language part. So we always encourage our students to go there, especially for the oral part. You know, you have a presentation to do. You want to find a way of saying things in an interesting way, in a way that makes sense or that can be understood easily. Also use them. So I mean, we are on the same building. We refer students across each other whenever there's a need.
Wow. No, Mr. Makli, before we close, is there something that you might have wanted to share with us?
No, for me, I mean, thank you so much for this opportunity. I mean, I was not to be honest aware myself of this plagiarism day. Apparently, it's an idea from the US, and perhaps it's something that we at MUT as well can adopt.
Yes,
and celebrate every year. Also, I mean, as much as people might feel that plagiarism is, yes, it is a problem, but the fact that we are having these conversations in an informal way, so it is helping, you know, shift the culture, help us improve, and also take us to where we want to be as an institution.
Yes.
Thank you so much to you guys for inviting me here.
And thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate your time, and we will keep the audio in case you might have joined now. You might listen to the interview later as our Fagogo podcast here too as MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time, Mr. Michael. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.